Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
And Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester.
Hey. Hey.
Saturday is the winner this weekend, by the way. It's going to be nice tomorrow. Sunday, not so much.
I got half a roof off right now.
I saw that. Your friends at New Pro are down there.
Nice people. Got a couple commercials shot yesterday. Boy, they had a whole system set up there.
It's unbelievable. How old is your roof?
Ooh, 26, 27 years old.
Yeah, got a 20-year roof.
You know what it gets? It gets that there's sort of that mold that gets on there. It's like a fungus that grows.
Yeah,
and
you
got to
spray it. You ever spray it with anything?
You can't get up on my roof.
Oh,
the problem.
They got up
there
to give you a new one.
I had the trees cut back because it's some of the pollen and everything. So I mean, it's had some issues. Not issues. I've had no leaks. Knock on wood. It's been nice. But they have a 5-step roofing system. Very
you get
nice.
Like those circles, that green stuff that grows.
Fungi. It's called fungus.
Yeah, you just spray it. It all dies off. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I can't get up there, though. Let me do.
Yeah. Yeah, we know. So what do? You get a new roof.
Nice people. Good working crews, man. Whew, those guys are good at what they do. It's amazing how...
You sent us, those who don't know, Zoe sent us pictures of the whole operation going on there yesterday. We saw it. Very thorough. Looks like they were setting up there to work,
good
to be there for a while.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cervezas after.
Yeah. They brought their own microwave, which I just find spectacular.
I was amazed by it.
Oh, unbelievable.
I go, what's this
what
for?
What a crew.
He goes, our microwave. I go, what's a microwave for?
For lunch.
They heat our food up.
Heating up the tar.
Like, that to me is like fabulous. What do you think it's for? Num nuts.
So sitting there.
It's for lunch.
They're looking at it. There's one of them out there.
It's lunchtime. We need a microwave.
He's got that Tostitos con queso cheese in a bag, and he heated it up in the microwave.
That's some high living right there. I don't even heat it up when I'm in my house.
Outside.
I bet there are some highfalutin people out there, though, that see that and get it, like, you know, snooty about that. So I was like, oh, where's mine?
He's trying.
Where's like, my nacho cheese?
Oh, man, this stuff's good. It is good. I'm like, hey, you want a beer? Bring the beers out. They share the food.
Once they were down from the roof.
Oh, you got ya.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't break. Yeah.
You just send a bucket of beers up. Hey! Here's something for you guys.
I sat out there like, brother, come here. You got to see this.
Man, feel more like a man when he can have a bottle of Suds working in the springtime.
Yeah, those roofers must have been up there tarring that roof for about 4 hours until Zoe went inside and got his Coors Lights out for him. He hasn't had a Coors Light in a while, but I'll tell you what. I said, brother, look at this. And he said, you see that radio? They don't make them like I used to. It's the old yellow, but the boombox.
Oh, the DeWalt?
The DeWalt.
And you can still buy those.
They had them both plugged in.
Yeah, you can still buy those.
To one of those massive, like, heavy-duty outlet things. I'm like, I want that cord. I want that radio. This is great. I want that old microphone.
Zoe wants to leave this job and go be a roofer. That's what it sounds like.
That's how we came to be drinking Bohemian-style beer at 10:30 in the morning in Wrentham, Massachusetts. The kindly gesture of one Scott Zolak.
You trust your wife?
How many hours did Zolak last as a roofer?
Four. Less than one?
I've done a roof.
Less than one.
I built a dollhouse for the kids.
Okay, you say, you tell people to come in and fill in. You're like, yeah, try doing it every day.
Do you know, I roofed that, and I knew to turn the shingles upside down and put that first row down so it doesn't leak off the edge. And then you cover that first row, and then you go up, and I got my cap.
Oh, you're like Frank Lloyd Wright. It's amazing.
You got the paper down. You got your staple thing. Yeah. It's once you know what you're doing, you can throw them up. I'm not. Yeah, we're not.
Don't you
doing
volunteer
this.
Like Habitat for Humanity?
So you get that stupid Tommy Worcester out there. It's gonna be like Zoe's dog watch or dog walking or dog.
Yeah,
school.
Why don't you go do a little Habitat for Humanity?
It'll help you for your commercial reads. Just go work for a new pro for a couple of days.
It's like undercover boss.
Put some new windows.
Undercover endorser.
So you can come over to my house, put some new windows in.
We could do a play date. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I got a couple windows you could replace for me.
Those are easy to do.
My mother works for Habitat for Humanity. My mom, who you're enamored with. Yeah.
Mrs. Poole. Yeah. Nice lady.
She know Jimmy Carter?
No, I don't think she's ever worked with the former president. But
nice clean lady.
Sort of his deal, though, isn't it?
I think he was a Habitat guy.
I don't know
probably
why I said
anymore.
Clean. You see Artie's mom, like, she had a nice outfit on. She looked showered.
Stop,
like,
but don't.
Makeup, lipstick. I'm like, helmet. Look how clean she looks. Why clean? Why not? It's like nice. Very well put together. The word came out weird.
Clean. No, it's not weird at all.
Of course she's clean.
Yeah.
Well, you want to have some fun today, huh?
There it is. There it Mandated is, Jim.
Fun right
we
there.
Needed it. Jim has been honest about having some fun.
Jim's sitting there smiling.
Working our way out of the funk and having some
sure
fun.
Sure is.
Are they
and
done?
There it is. We
are
had
they,
it.
Are they done with the roof?
Yeah, when's the roof going to be done?
They're not doing it today because of the spitting rain. They will be there tomorrow. Hopefully by the end of the day tomorrow or...
Oh, nice day tomorrow.
Or Monday.
Nice day tomorrow for roofing.
Yeah.
Plus, you'll be there to entertain and feed them all day.
I'll be there.
Bruins tickets are gone. Thank you for trying. We're going to get back to talking about the Bruins win last night. We will do that coming up next after the action update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
10 seconds left. Nordstrom drives it out to center ice, and the horn is going to sound here at TD Garden. The Boston Bruins come from behind, a four-goal outburst in the third period, aided by two power play strikes early in that final stanza, have taken game one of the Eastern Conference Final by a score of 5-2 over the Carolina Hurricanes.
Bruins win game one last night, 5-2. Huge win for the Bruins to start this series in the sense that they got outplayed for a lot of that game last night.
Yep.
They did by the Hurricanes. And they walk away with a 5-2 win, thanks in large part to their third period. Thanks in large part to them capitalizing on the power play in the third period. Thanks to Dougie Hamilton and his stupid penalties.
Me, me, me.
Thanks, Dougie. Thank you, Dougie. Thanks, Douglas. Doug, whatever you want to be called.
Saw both of them and watched them again.
I disagree with both of them.
They're not penalties.
Me, 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 me.
You mad you pitched team in a spot? Well, I'm not going to answer your question because I just told you I don't think it was a penalty.
Call me Douglas.
All right, Douglas.
Take some accountability. It's on
appreciate
me.
It, Douglas.
Tool bag.
We've got our guy to hate in this series.
Good.
I just watched both of them, so I didn't agree with either, so... Not much else to say. It's the game's over now, and nothing you can do about it now.
Now it's where you get a guy like Marchand, start getting him to chirping a little bit. What's up, X-Lax? How's the hair? Looks red. Tell your mama said hi.
Oh, they obviously can be baited as of last night. Watching last night, they can be baited.
They got a little chippy there at the end there. And it's, that finally escalated because I'm like, it's going to be like a boring-ass series. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So much so that Marchand was even pulling guys away.
Yes.
I was more interested.
Clifton. He pulled Clifton out. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, Marchand last night helps offensively, couple of assists, pulls Clifton out of a fight.
So he knows there's more to this.
And
there's
he got cross-checked. Cause. He got a dose of his own medicine last night. Cross-checked with the ref not looking. Sometimes it doesn't go your way on that department, huh, Brad? Big Bad Brad? Sometimes it goes the other way. Sometimes you get some of that fed right back to you. But Hamilton, I don't feel bad for him at all. He put himself in a position on both of those calls. Both of them.
He was
the roughing
around,
one.
Crushing people.
The roughing one.
Two hits.
That he gets called
minutes.
For. When he gets hit, when he hits Nordstrom in the face. I blame him for that. You opened yourself up to that. You put yourself in a position to get called
There's
for that.
There's a bee flying around.
You could have easily avoided that. You know how you easily avoid that? Just take the hit. You're up against the board, just take the chest.
You saw it coming.
Yes. Instead of trying to fly away, jumping up in the air, throwing your arm back, just take a hit. Just take a check along the boards, and you're not getting called for a penalty there. It's that simple. What did you achieve? So I put that squarely on him. If you weren't so afraid of getting hit, getting checked on the ice,
who's the guy got
you're not in that position, so stop your crying.
Who's the guy got croaked mid-ice? I wonder if he didn't see it coming. He just saw everything just buckle. Talk about getting a wind knocked out of you. Like, you had those type of hits, those collisions. He absorbed it. He got up. And charged
the
puck.
The Corrali hit?
Oh, man.
How do you say his name?
I got me out of my chair.
Say it, Tom. Say it. Say it for me.
Svechnikov.
Thank you.
Svechnikov.
Svechnikov. Thank you. Svechnikov. That's the one you're thinking of.
God, I got a lot of euros, huh?
Svechnikov.
That first 5 minutes of that game, it looked like,
wow. The Eastern Europeans.
Slavin. They had Slavin out there.
Svechnikov.
I thought the Bruins were going to just, I'm like, wow, this is going to be a bad series. Like, they're just going to run all over them the first 5 minutes of that game.
It was a poorly officiated game. Yes, and Hardy's point earlier is fair. Like, do you want these calls? No, I don't want any of these calls. The fewer penalties, the better. Always. Always, always. But put it on the player. Don't open yourself up to that crap. I have no respect for the way Dougie Hamilton plays the game like this. You saw this earlier in the playoffs in the Capitals series. This guy turtles. Any chance he gets to turtle, he does. You stop messing with the call screener.
Okay. I'm not touching it. I don't even have it up.
Why'd it close?
I don't know.
I had to reopen it.
I don't have it up.
No, I can't see anything. Hold on. Mark in Medford, go ahead.
Hey,
what's up, guys?
What's up?
Along with you, I would love to personally thank Dougie Hamilton for handing that game over to the Boston Bruins last night. And if he thinks he's going to try and get under the skin of the Boston Bruins, as from what I saw last night, it looks like Zdeno Chara, Brad Marchand, they're not going to have any of it. None whatsoever.
Has that guy's game ever been predicated with getting under anybody's skin?
Well, it's a known fact, I guess, that him and Chara can't stand each other.
Oh, did you hear Chara after the game at all last night, Mark?
Yeah, he totally said, no, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah,
so
he loved, just shoved it off. But you said poorly officiated game. Not only was it poorly officiated, but they couldn't get out of anybody's way last night. They got run over. They impeded skating from plays. They got into the skating lane. And as a matter of fact, one of them assisted on a Bruins goal last night. That was ridiculous. The referees were all over the place last night.
Now, I think I saw the one that you're talking about, I know the one that you're talking about where the ref kind of got in the way of everything. I wonder how much of that is like on the ice surface. Like the players are, you know, have made comments about how the puck reacts on certain type of ice. Referees aren't immune to that either. So if you're a ref or a linesman and you're expecting the puck to go one way based on having seen it 1,000 times before, it gets sent around the end boards and you're expecting it to, you know, to come along and you've got time to move out of the way or you're not going to be in the way and all of a sudden you're in the way. I wonder if that's ice condition.
The puck seemed to be bouncing all over the place last night. All over the ice. The ice conditions did not look optimal.
So I guess they were talking about it too after the game that it's going to be actually worse down there. San Jose there. And in Carolina when they get down there, the ice is actually worse.
Well, it's warm
buildings.
Down there. It's not even warm here yet. We have not had warm weather. It's not humid here. Dry yesterday.
It was dry yesterday.
You're not
dry
flipping as a building. Yeah, you don't have like the Jonas Brothers coming in or anything next week, right?
No, it is. Maybe it's
dry. We're not flipping anything.
Too dry, Hardy.
Too dry.
Now the ice is getting brittle.
Well, dry ice. Then you get fog.
Now the ice is brittle and bouncy. It's too hard.
Too hard.
Too hard. It's too hard.
Ow.
Puck was bouncing all over the place last night. Bad ice. The bad ice of the garden last night. It was not good. What Chara was saying last night, as a reporter tried to ask him, did Dougie Hamilton get under your skin? He cut the reporter off and said, he didn't get under my skin. They said, okay. And he said, he didn't get under my skin. He stopped again and just wanted to reiterate that twice. No. This kid did not get under my skin. Let me just make that clear to everybody here. No. I don't think Zdeno Chara has much love for Dougie Hamilton. No. Junior, is this Junior in Brockton?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's up, Zoe? What's up, Vito?
What's up?
Hey. What's going on? Now, I just want to say we have to keep Kyrie, and we have to get rid of last season's buddy.
Okay, so if it comes down to...
We want Ty Lue?
All right, so that would mean that Kyrie is calling that shot, though, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, okay. Because honestly, we traded for Kyrie. What's the plan here? You know what I mean? Kyrie was never in the plan. They traded for him, so now we have to fit him in the plan. You know what I mean? Now, if you get rid of Kyrie, we're put back like 5 years back, bro. What's the plan? What's going on? What's Ainge doing? What are we doing here?
So my thing is that if you're a player, you could sort of get the coach fired at some point. I don't know that it would happen this offseason, though. Like if Kyrie wants to come back and he says, I'm coming back, and he signs a deal. Kyrie could do that and come back knowing that if down the road, right, if the relationship with Brad Stevens were to sour, star players can get their coaches fired. It happens all the time. It happens. And he could do it. Let's say it's a year from now, 2 years from now, he could get it done. He could do it. I don't think it's so bad right now that he would want it or need it demand it as part of coming back.
And I don't think it's warranted. However, if you've got that same kind of talent for another year or two and you're still not able to do something, then you got to take a long, hard look.
The team might feel it's warranted at some point.
The team might actually agree with him. But in terms of him like dictating it, no, I don't think that's the case. Brad Stevens, for as much as we like him and think he's a good coach, he's got a long way to go before he gets to like Popovich territory where it's like, no, Kawhi Leonard, you don't like it, leave. You got a problem with the coaching here? It's not, the problem's not with the coaching. It's
right.
Popovich had
won and had won with superstars when he told Kawhi to, bleep off,
right.
So to speak.
Right. There's a lot of work still to be done, and I don't think Brad Stevens is the problem. I think him taking ownership of it yesterday and the day before and saying it was his responsibility and he did not do a good job coaching this year, all admirable. But I think it's not even a half of what went wrong with this team this year. And part of it's on him, sure, but it's nowhere near the majority and not to the point where they should think about parting ways with him. That's ridiculous.
Red Sox were at the White House yesterday. Did you see any of that, Zoe?
Yeah, I did.
Caught some of it. I thought Donald Trump asking Steve Pierce about his year was great.
Nice moment. Typical presidential, let's ask the sports guy a question I know nothing about.
How's your year going? I thought it was the greatest moment of the whole thing. We'll get to that coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thank you, Mr. President, for this honor today. It really is an honor, and thank you.
Thank you very much, Jim.
We brought you a gift.
Thank you.
This Red Sox jersey.
Wow.
For you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some members of the Red Sox went to the White House yesterday.
I'll tell you what.
All the white guys went.
Of course, yeah. White versus black.
Pretty much.
Well.
Pretty much.
I'm just glad that they had the ability to separate their beliefs and go down and get an honor like Mr. Henry said. You know, it's an honor to be here. You know, you won the World Series championship. The White House invited you to go down there and you do the handshake, the meet and greet, the photo op, and you go. They cleaned up really well.
Who?
The Red Sox. Like, they look good in suits. Like, normally you see them in, like, casual wear or the baseball uniforms. Benintendi looks like Brewski's little kid. He looks like Brewski's got a kid that's in high school locally who looks just like Brewski's kid. But the best thing I think out of the day is they went to Walter Reed and spent some time. Guys like Chris Sale.
They did.
They went
earlier in the day.
Yeah, and there's been stuff before, like, Manny would never go or you choose not to go. That's the coolest thing of going down there is you see the White House and then you go to Walter Reed. See some of the veterans. It's cool stuff.
They go yesterday, and most of it is just so painful. Most of these are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's just a waste of time. Like, they recap. Why are we recapping the World Series? The World Series happened in October.
That's what they do.
Then right? And this is not a political thing. This has been happening for years.
This is a president.
Why are we recapping the World Series? The World Series happened so many months ago now.
Because somebody wrote it for him.
That's so long
just
ago.
Just like somebody was the stenographer typing, oh, the Red Sox are here today? REDSOCKS. That's on the agenda. What's next? White House briefing in room 11. You know, and it's just, it's a strange day. It really
oh,
is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What was that?
Wrong microphone.
Okay. My favorite.
You know what it reminded Tom of?
What?
I started when I was 7 years old. Playing Little League Baseball in Livermore, California, a small little town.
Headed to Los Angeles for game 3 for 7 hours and 20 minutes.
The following year, 89, didn't go so well.
Yes,
I got sent back down to the minor leagues.
Allowed only 3 hits and struck out 5 batters.
Yes.
As my time finished up in Seattle, I went to Houston for 2 months.
So you ultimately lost game 3.
Arizona, 2007-2008.
The Red Sox won 9-6.
In 2009, I finished my career in San Francisco.
And that's what happened.
So, those who don't know, that's Randy Johnson's Hall of Fame speech.
The worst.
Which I put up there as one of the worst ever. And there have been a lot of bad ones. But it's just, they tell you what they did. We know what you did. That's why we're all here.
Tell us something we don't know.
Tell us something we don't know about your career. You know?
Yeah.
Tell us what it meant to you. You know, we don't need your resume. We don't need to know what happened. We know what happened. You know what else we have? Google. We don't need this.
Google. Wikipedia.
I got a feeling that if you're watching the Red Sox at the White House, you probably saw the World Series.
I played for the legendary baseball coach Rod Dedeo at USC.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Do we not need to know that?
I actually like listening to that music by Dido.
It's like a bad Hall of Fame speech. Going to the White House. But I really, for some reason, out of about 9 minutes or so that the president was speaking or they were on the stage there in the Rose Garden, the thing that stood out to me and I got a chuckle out of was the president asking Steve Pierce how his season was going.
World Series MVP Steve Pierce tied it up. He tied it up, and with a home run, you're doing well this year. Pretty well this year, right? Huh? He's doing well this year. When it counts, he really does well. Those are the ones we really like, huh? Followed by 3 RBIs in the ninth.
No, he's actually batting 111. He sucked this year. He's been garbage this year.
At least he didn't ask JBJ.
World Series MVP. He's taking up a roster spot this season. We can't figure out what the hell's wrong with him. No, no, he's been the opposite of doing well.
Six hits in 54 at bats.
Oh, my God.
He has been atrocious. He's been the worst designated hitter in all of baseball.
Look at Ben
Attendee. Mr. President.
Look at Ben
Attendee. We're actually wondering if you could issue some sort of pardon for him today while we're here.
How are you doing this here?
Oh, my God.
I can't stop
staring at Ben Attendee.
He's in the front row, and he's like, shrugging the shoulders like, no, I'm not doing so great. You doing well there, Steve-O? 111 this year.
Artie, remember when Michael Scott went to New York to visit Ryan, and Ryan had his little friend there with the ears, and they were in the nightclub? It's who Ben Attendee.
That's him. That's him.
So distracted by the pictures.
I know.
Well,
you see all the pictorials from yesterday.
Yeah. You're doing well this year. Pretty well this year, right?
No.
I love the birds. Back on prompter.
Don't go off script.
Don't say anything.
Doing well this year, buddy.
I don't know.
Doing well? Yeah. I mean, you did win the MVP. You're probably doing
right?
I mean, you would think that's an easy assumption to make. Like, oh, this guy won World Series MVP. Right. You must be doing all right. What are you doing this year? You having a good season?
You're doing well this year. Pretty well.
Pretty well. No, you're not? Oh, that's too bad. I like my MVPs to actually be valuable.
I like my MVPs actually, you know.
He's doing well this year. When it counts, he really does well. Those are the ones we really like, huh?
Have the games counted this year? Have the games been counting? I mean, the follow-up. Pierce, how you been doing this year? Good? Well? Yeah? No? Awkward.
Thank you, Mr. President, for this honor today.
Oh, God. Dr. Creepy. Nobody talked to the White House outside of Tom Warner. Tom Warner was the one guy who decided to speak, because they let him. That's my guess. Right. Because
trusted to speak.
Yeah, no, they let him speak.
So I want to talk.
Therefore, he spoke. Because there's no microphone or interview that he's unwilling to do. Like, oh, someone will talk to me? Oh, okay, I'll do it.
Mr. President, on behalf of the Boston Red Sox organization, we'd like to thank you for having us here to celebrate our 2018 World Series championship team. We'd like to thank our spouses, our family members and friends, and our fans for coming here. It's a very high honor. It's something that we appreciate very highly, and thank you again.
That Drew Bledsoe again? Chrisell, I can't get past it, man. So the spouses went. There were a couple fans. You saw them with the Red Sox.
So you know what I think happens?
They let fans in?
As I've been told before from people who have gone, like White House staffers who are like Red Sox fans,
yeah,
you know, finagle their way into getting there.
For like the people on the field at Super Bowl halftime shows? Just bring a little crowd of people out to cheer in front of the stage?
No, I don't think it's like that. I think it's like people who work in the White House that are also Red Sox fans that sort of, hey, I'm going to go sneak out.
Those
for
are the
a,
fans.
For a
Those
couple
are the
minutes.
Fans he's referring to.
Fans. Yeah. Fans.
No, I don't think they're props. They're not brought in for the purpose of there being fans there. It just happen to be people that have access to the
Why
White
are the
House.
Birds so loud there?
It's almost like the only thing that really like resonates with me anymore with the White House visits are the football teams because there's so many of them. It's like that seems to be like a cool thing. If it's a basketball team that either A, doesn't go or gets uninvited, or it's a smaller roster size team like the Red Sox and only, you know, a fraction of them show up, it loses something, you know?
We stayed.
The football team's going, that's a photo op. That's
always been,
cool.
It seems to me, it seems to me it's always been a football thing. Like you wait for the Super Bowl champ to go. We stay at the JW
Hockey
Marriott.
Teams? You know, it's like the NHL goes there. It's like, how many of them are actual U.S. citizens?
Yeah, I don't even remember the Bruins going outside of the Tim Thomas stuff. Like, I don't remember the visit itself.
You don't.
Actually, they're pretty this year's Bruins, there would be a lot of American-born players actually in attendance.
Yeah, they
they win it all?
They only have four Canadians.
That'd be cool. If you want to go. Mom didn't want to go.
Who?
A lot of people don't want to go.
Oh. Would you go if you were
White
invited?
House
you were connected to the team?
Yeah, I'd go to the White House.
Yeah.
I've never been in the White House.
Like, I spent a lot of time in D.C. being at Maryland, but...
Yo, what's up, guys?
I can't wait to see him there. But we stayed at the JW Marriott for all those AAU tournaments, and we'd be down in D.C. a ton. And you go up on top, and you look down, and it's right across the street from the White House, like, on the block. And to see the amount of SWAT, like, on that roof and the power, and just to see it, it just kind of sits there between the trees. You're like, it's so cool to get in there and see that thing. Like, to get in there and see it and stand on the steps would be really neat. Because you can't. And to see the barricades up around it, it's pretty impressive. It's a big house.
The White House, big house.
It's not that big. It is not that, but it sits the way it sits, and the I don't know. It's majestic. It's neat. Yeah.
So the second use of majestic by you this week. The first was
what was the first one?
The Kentucky Derby.
Oh,
talking about the horses.
Yeah, that was in a text though.
Majestic.
You had a big problem with the horse race.
I got a big problem with you using majestic.
It's a majestic thing, man. My muscle and toothpicks just running down that track, waiting for something to stop.
We're going to get back to the calls next. I'm going to tell you what the subject lines are at this moment.
What we got?
I don't know if everyone's going to hang on or not. We do have some open lines if you want to grab one, too. Stop. Just stop touching the screen. Just leave it alone.
I'm not doing anything.
You've been touching that screen the last couple days.
Why is
been
it
very, you've been very touchy with it.
I'm looking at the calls.
Don't close it out.
I'm touching it.
The Garden atmosphere last night was bad.
Mm. I disagree with that.
The Bruins and Dougie Hamilton. Kyrie is getting too much hate. Kyrie is not coming back, and Anthony Davis is not coming to Boston. And we have a sports psychologist on the line who says we can work with Kyrie, and we can get Kyrie to a better place. I like that. We're going to get to all of this coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Black and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
This hour is Zolak and Bertrand, brought to you by AdCare Hospital. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is just around the corner. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all the singers to clap their hands. But just because the record has a groove, don't make it in the group. But you can tell right away.
617-779-0985. Let's go to Matt in the car. Matt, go ahead.
Beatles, sub 16. How we doing?
Yeah, what's up, Matt?
So I'm at the game last night, and we're not Columbus, all right. We're not going to stand up on our feet the whole time.
All right, I agree with
you. You're going to pick your spots.
Exactly.
You're gonna pick your spots. But after that goal that tied it up, there was 30 seconds in between that goal and the next one, and I was told to sit down.
Who?
I want to lose my mind.
The people behind you, or the ushers
behind me, the whole section behind me wanted me to sit down after it was 30 seconds in between that goal.
Tell them to stick it.
I told them to stick it. Good. Though. I went to war. I got sucker punched, and the kid ran away after. It was a mess. But
that's not good.
What? It was bad.
You don't want to fight.
I don't want to fight. I'm not gonna head back or anything like that or run him down. I gotta go to the finals too. But you got to be kidding me with that. You know the spots. You got to get up for it.
I disagree with you. Last night I thought the crowd was good, and I've been on the crowd.
They were good. They were good towards the end after the lead had been taken in like the last 10 minutes of the game. But at that moment, you got to help the team.
Felt like it through the TV to me that they did, and it didn't in other games.
Got punched in the back of the head. Went to war? What?
I was thought
who was that?
Matt.
Is that Matt Light?
Matt.
No, that was not Matt Light.
A punch in the back of the head, and he didn't hit back.
He'd be out shooting arrows through turkey heads right now.
I agree. I didn't notice the crowd till they scored.
What did they do in the second period to give you anything to cheer about?
They scored four goals in the third period. The crowd was going mental.
Right.
But it wasn't a great crowd the whole game. It was the third period.
Yes.
Justin in Shrewsbury. Justin.
But what he said real quick, though, you pick your spots. If they give you something to cheer about, you cheer. They haven't done that. Go ahead.
So I went to the game last night, and I thought the crowd was pretty good, like especially at the beginning, and then like the second period, like they obviously didn't really do that much, and then the third period came around and like everybody was pumped up, everybody was rocking, like they scored both goals within like a minute of each other, so I just thought it was cool. Hopefully the Bruins are gonna pull up the series. I just want to see what you guys think.
What?
Same time, series, 2-2-5.
I couldn't hear what he said there at the end.
I don't know.
Stop doing that. Colin in Miami, Colin.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Colin.
I got to disagree with the last two callers. I have to watch on TV because I've been in school in Miami, but the crowd has been lacking, at least compared to Toronto and Columbus so far.
Oh, yeah, the opposing crowds have been much better.
Columbus has been off the charts. I haven't seen anything like Columbus yet.
Yeah, it was pretty annoying seeing Dubinsky guarantee it, and then they backed it up. They cheered for clearing the puck. And if you look at the second period last night, it was silent pretty much the whole time. You got to at least make noise, even if you're booing them. Let them know you're there.
Well, I think the crowd here is waiting for the Cup Finals.
Yeah.
Spoiled crowd.
Can you wait for that? You got to get in it while you can.
Oh, and you've been there, yeah.
Bit of a spoiled crowd. It is.
Kind of got it lined up. You understand it. You see it coming. Yeah. Yeah.
Andy, what do you think of the crowds? Andy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry about that. Yeah, I mean, as a season ticket holder, I mean, the Bruins are making it impossible for the actual season ticket holders to go to all the games. It's just the ticket prices are way too high. So, you know, you're forced to give them to clients. You're forced to give them to employees. And it is a little bit of a Chardonnay crowd, and that is a direct result of the cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean.
I call it the Nacho Tower crowd.
It's like that anyway.
You're buying the tickets, but you're forced to give them to clients or employees?
I don't understand that one. If you've absorbed the ticket already.
Yeah, if you're going to buy them, go.
Well, he's saying that corporations buy them up. Like, the Super Bowl is a big corporate event. You know, like, they swallow those tickets up. Third fans, third of corporate and marketing. I get that. But, I mean, this is like this with any sport. When the Red Sox get popular and hot last year, what do? Take calls on bitching ticket prices. Yeah, Patriots, same thing. Celtics, I guess, was supposedly one of the hottest tickets. Those are expensive in the upper deck, I guess. Now, comparative to the Bruins, I don't know.
Hopefully the Bruins are going to pull up the series. I just want to see what you guys think.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think anything about that.
How again?
Maybe speaking.
Tom in Worcester. Are you a sports psychologist?
Yes. Regarding Kyrie, I think we have an opportunity to work with a talent that's extremely young and probably could use some help. In
how many years you go to school?
How many years did I go to school?
Yeah. For your psychiatric degree.
I have a doctorate, so basically 7 years.
Curtis Martin got his doctorate today. Pretty impressive. Go ahead. Continue.
Mm. All right, so we have an opportunity. Work for a long time. Yes, a bit more. Bit more, please.
Boom, boom.
So as a young man, oftentimes we aren't taught how to be a leader, how to work with others. Mm. He's a great talent. I don't think we should just throw him away. I think it's an opportunity to have an expert sit, if he is willing, and work with him, see if we can help him improve as a young man.
Interesting notion. Let me tell you something. What, you got a problem with this? Brad Stevens said it the other day, and he wasn't making excuses, but it's something that we forget about, I think, too often. Sometimes we're talking about, I'm not going to call them kids in a derogatory way. I'm going to say it the way you would say it about any other person in any other walk of life. 21, 22-year-old kids.
Young man.
Right, that you're dealing with. You're expecting them to act like grown people. Were you a grown man at 21, 22?
Hell no.
No. Now, Kyrie's older than that, but still, what are your options here? Don't even try and make him an offer. Don't do anything to keep the best player on your team. He's not a great leader.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.